It was the new flood of record for the Souris Valley, and it dwarfed the previous record of 1969.
But the flood that we experienced in 2011, with both in the peak flow and in volume, was on the order of 2 to 2.5 times the previous peak. So it just puts that flood so far out there. It's not just a little larger, it's just way outside the bounds of anything we'd seen.
Greg Witchie is with the U.S. Geological Service. He says it began that winter, with snow after snow setting records. Then heavy rain hit in northwestern North Dakota, as well as in Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
We seemed to bounce along for about 50 to 60 days of just could never get any long enough relief to get the system back down. And so then by the early June, when the big rains came in southern Saskatchewan, northwest North Dakota, there was just no storage left on the landscape or in the reservoirs or in the system. So it was a matter of using up everything you had in reserve. And wetlands were full, sloughs were full, reservoirs were full, and so it was all stacked against people living along the river, along the Souris.
The numbers tell the story. 2,800 homes damaged or destroyed. 12,000 people evacuated. 2 years later, there are still reminders of the massive flood. But the city of Minot is getting back on its feet.
From 2011, of course, in the valley, there was only one way to go, and that was up.
Minot Mayor Kurt Zimbelman.
People really dug in and have just done a tremendous job of rebuilding. We've got a long ways to go. I think the people are feeling better about where we're at, at where our community's at, and you can just kind of feel it in the air that we're starting to get ahead of this thing a little bit.
Zimbelman says about 1,800 homes have been rebuilt, and another 300 are being worked on.
Then there are some of those homes that just haven't been touched since the flood, and this summer we'll have to do something with those homes.
And that means a round of buyouts.
The state legislature this round has generously given us about $60 million to do more engineering and also to make acquisitions so that we can acquire some of these homes that people knew they were either in the diversion or they were in an area that we wanted, we're going to need for the flood control project.
The project will consist of a diversion to straighten out some of the river channels through town, as well as a diking system. Zimbelman says the city is going ahead with a plan to build the dikes to protect Minot from the 27,400 cubic feet per second flow from the major 2011 flood. Zimbelman says the engineering firm the city hired to look at flood control also looked at scaling the dike size back.
But what we found is there's very little savings by moving the size of the flood down, just because all the pumps and all the things that you have to have that go along with the project.
Zimbelman says the major challenge facing Minot is housing. Already, housing was at a premium because of the oil industry. The flood just added to the problem. But Zimbelman says having the oil boom was also a positive for the city.
Had we not had the oil boom, I think things would have been tougher for us. That at least kept the economy going.
Zimbelman says he believes people will see that over the next several months, the city will catch up with the needs, especially for low to moderate income housing. But he says there's work to be done. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.